Hi everybody, I'm at the CentOS booth and I'm talking to
Fabian Arretin.
What is CentOS?
Okay, CentOS is of course a Linux distribution, free to use from the community, built by the community, but it's built from Red Hat Enterprise Linux sources, meaning that we just take the Red Hat Enterprise Linux sources, RPM, we just recompile it, we just sometimes modify or add component that the company is interested in, and then we distribute that to people so that they can consume directly.
So this is a Red Hat sponsored project, but not a Red Hat project?
It is a Red Hat sponsored project, so we have resources. I'm a Red Hat employee myself, and we are other colleagues who are working on that. But we are working, CentOS is not only the rebuild of distribution these days, it's also a platform for other projects to contribute and work on. So for example, we have worked a lot with people having interest in a cloud solution like RDO for OpenStack, storage solution like Gluster or Ceph, and all those kind of other projects that they are interested in. So we have specific big builds for them.
Okay, how does it differ for something like Fedora, which is also a Red Hat project?
So that's Fedora is considered the upstream of what RHEL will become in the next years. So RHEL is basically a snapshot and supported version of Fedora at point in time. We are downstream of RHEL, but still some other project would like to have a stable platform that they want to build on top and not care about the platform itself. So CentOS is perfect for them because they just don't care about the platform, they just build on top and they just can have community members doing their testing on that platform and not care about the platform anymore.
How does that, if I had a choice between CoreOS and Red Hat Enterprise Linux and Oracle Unbreakable Linux, which one should I pick?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that would be objective, but I would say because CentOS, but CentOS is not only about the bits and bytes of the distribution, but also about the community and the spirit around the community. So that's what we have built in the last 10 years, well, more than 10 years for the CentOS. I think the strongest point of CentOS is the community, and the C in CentOS is also community.
What's the E?
Sorry?
What's the E then?
Well, enterprise operating system. So it's a community enterprise operating system.
Ah, very good. Did not know that. You learn something new every day. But is CentOS not just a gateway drug? It's like a subpar product that will force people to get support from Red Hat for enterprise learning.
What do you mean by that? Can you clarify the question?
I mean that, here you can use this free thing, but when the merit hits the fan, then you're going to have to upgrade and actually run real Red Hat enterprise.
It turns into a sales discussion here, but yeah. I would say that it depends on your needs, right? Yeah. So, depending on your needs, you probably need or not a company you want to knock at the door if there is a problem, of course.
And if you don't, you use CentOS.
Exactly.
So tell me, what have been the major achievements here in the last year?
So in the last year, because we had more time to work, because we were doing that on our free time before, and now some of us have the chance to work on that on a daily basis, we have achieved a lot. And before it was just a distribution. And those days we were also, we built some bridges with other projects, meaning that we are doing a lot of integration testing with all the projects, like CI. We achieve a lot at the CI and CD platform, like CI.CentOS.org, which we built. And a lot of the projects are just testing their bits before it's released with us. So the whole thing is now that we have built confidence with the user, because it's not just something that we just built when we had spare time, but some professional aspect.
It is quite used there in the old cloud, I must say. Yeah.
And coming up next year, what's the plan?
So the plan is also to expand the CI environment in collaboration with other projects. Container is a thing. So we are at the moment working on something that would let other people to build a kind of pipeline to build a container and tests, validate it and distribute it through registry.ci, registry.centos.org as well. So that they could automatically have pre-built application, validate it, test it on CentOS directly.
Yeah. Oh, very good. And are you going to be at other shows or what's the focus?
Depending on the event, some people would like to obviously attend and show CentOS, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for taking the time and enjoy the rest of the show.